The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Are you thinking about starting a podcast but don't know where to start? Let me take a second to tell you about Anchor by Spotify. It's the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need all in one place. Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast across a plethora of listening platforms such as Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, all the big ones. It's everything you need to make a podcast all in one place. And best of all, completely free. If you're thinking about starting a podcast, do yourself a favor and check out anchor.fm or download the app to get started.
Big Dumb
Inquiry.
Big Dumb
Inquiries.
Big Dumb
Inquiries. Big Dumb
Inquiries.
What's up, gangsters? We're here. Big Dumb Inquiries. Episode what? 25? 26?
Something like that. 20-something?
20-something? All right.
20-something?
Well, it's going to be a good show. I'm excited. We have a good friend on tonight as guest. But before that, what's up, Shane? Welcome, Shane. You're here. Hello.
Yes, I'm here. Unfortunately, this week, this one wasn't live. So anybody that's catching this after the fact, don't feel like you missed anything. Just due to some technical shit, we're going to be running this one, and posting it on Tuesday. So, you know, anybody hearing this, that's what's up, in case you're wondering. But going forward, everything will be same as usual, but one off episode. So, Just figure I get that out of the way in the beginning.
And our guest tonight, a good friend of both of ours, could be my dad if he wanted to. I know he kind of wants to be for other reasons than me, but Ghost from My Third Eye Podcast. What's going on, brother?
What's up? How's your mom?
Oh, she's good, man. I just talked to her earlier on yesterday, and she's doing great. They're doing good. So
good. Did she get that care package I sent?
I don't know. I didn't ask. She didn't mention it, so.
That's good. I don't think you want to know what I sent her.
Uh-oh.
Well, all right.
Is it an unmarked package?
Very unmarked.
Very unmarked.
I don't even think I put the address on it. I just put Texas and Kyle's mom. And
oh, it'll get there. Yeah.
It'll get there.
Yeah. The USP, the United States Postal Service is a wonderful service, and they can make anything happen. So
yes. And for your guys' listeners, it's a long running inside joke. I really don't want to have relations with his mom, but everybody always said his mom was hot growing up, and I just kind of jumped on it and ran with it. And she's a very nice lady.
She is. Thank you. And, yeah, it is what it is. My mom's great. We should get my mom on Big Dumb Inquiries. That'd be fun. She'd bring like a whole bunch of like Jesse Waters clips and like Tucker Carlson and stuff, like things from Fox News. It'd be good.
Honestly, it might be fun anyways. I mean, get Ghost to come on that one and be hitting on her the whole time.
Nope. Veto that.
Well, that's the thing. She made an appearance on Talk at the Tavern, And I did not hit on her. I was very respectful.
Hey, I don't think he wants to hit on her. He just wants to give me a hard time. Mm-hmm. I think that's what it comes down to.
Yeah.
So
I just want to point out that I'm really surprised that considering how all three of us are so like intertangled with each other, this is one of the first times that we've all solid actually been on a show together. How weird is that?
Yeah, I don't think
we've done a tavern once with all of us. And maybe
that don't count. That was when I was in there for like 5 minutes.
And maybe another group show, maybe. But yeah, you're right. This might be the first time we've had this arrangement of a threesome going on.
I almost got all my podcast brothers. The reason I said four is because we're missing Buffalo from a false reality check. But we get all four of us. That's like the ultimate group right there of all the podcast brothers, at least from my standpoint.
I still need to get them on my show. They're busy people out there farming. And it's winter time. It's getting winter time, so they got to get ready. I did mess with my audio settings a little bit before this. I was just trying to mess with my Rodecaster. So if I sound weird, let me know.
Kyle, you always sound weird.
Okay. Well, before we get into it, anything exciting happen with you guys this week, unrelated to any of the topics we're going to hit on tonight? Anything cool? Anything, noteworthy? Of import that has happened?
Go, sir.
Well, been puppy training. Had a small accident, and it's no fault to her or the breed. The breed gets a very bad name, but she's also 7 months old and getting ready probably to come into her first heat, but found out that she is food aggressive over crumbs left over on the floor. And I think it was Tuesday night at 2:30 in the morning, because that's when my wife gets up for work, was giving them a treat, and my train walker coonhound went in to clean the crumbs up, and she got very food aggressive, and my wife went to put her foot in between them, got bit pretty good on the foot from the puppy, and then she reached in with her hand, got laced open on her thumb, and I come running out and broke them up. The coonhound, however, shows no fear and had her pinned down. And then that day, my stepson, whose dog it is, came. He was going to take her back, and we were like, no, we can break her this. 15 minutes after he left, there was one piece of lettuce on the floor, and she went nuts again. And I ran out, and, well, I had to do the dog whisperer thing. And she laid there till she submitted. And then I think the following night, I was recording a Conspiracy Underground a news team, and I heard it start to go off, and next thing I know, it was quiet. I text my wife. She sends me a picture. She goes, she submitted right away. So I was like, well, I think we need to hit the button. Got a good thing. But apparently that's going around, because Kyle or Shane had some issues too. So weird thing in the dog breed genre with the whole Halloween coming up and everything. So I don't know. I don't know if it's full moon. It's not for a while, but weird.
There's been something heavy in the air regardless, even with like people, man. But yeah, my dogs, always fun. They've had their issues this week, so that's also been fun.
I guess keeping in the dog realm, my dogs are fine. They're just taking massive shits. And I think I finally have them synced up now where they poop at the same time. So I'm excited about that.
That's good.
Yeah.
Add some positive dog news to the story.
Yeah, some positive dog news on Big Dumb Inquiries. My dogs now synchronize their shits. So that works out pretty well.
That could be an Olympic sport, like synchronized swimming. You could have synchronized pooping.
See how many dogs you can get it to and extend it to? They have 30 dogs all shitting at the same time?
It'd have to be people. And if I had to guess which country would win that, I'd have to say China. Just to guess.
We hive mind, we poop together.
Yeah, and that's why their plumbing is so bad, because everyone flushes at the same time.
Nice.
Give it a couple years and America will be in the same boat. Everybody's starting to hive mind themselves over here too.
If we added synchronized shitting to the Olympics, we would also have to add emergency plumbing to the docket as well. And they would just follow each other, you know. It'd be that way. They don't have to build two arenas. You know, it's just all one system. So I don't know. That could be something to consider.
Dude, that arena though, they would have to think of some type of like filtration system for that bitch, because otherwise that bitch is going to get pretty damn gross after the first event.
Oh no, they'd figure it out.
They'd just hand out nose plugs at the door.
Burn it, you know, to keep the torch lit. It would fuel the never-ending torch.
By the shit of the Olympians?
Yes.
Dude, I gag over cleaning up puppy shit.
I know. Yeah,
me too. I could only imagine what that would smell like.
Well, with that, gentlemen, let's get into the show. So I have a couple of clips. I'll go last tonight just because I don't know what you guys have, and I have a feeling this might be the week where we all have perhaps the same topic. I haven't looked, but there's only so much in the news right now that's going on. I know Shane kind of gets off into the fringes sometimes, which is good. That means we never match up on stuff, but Ghost, I didn't know what you were going to go for. So I have two options, like an alternate, just in case one of you hits one of my clips. So Shane, let's start with you, if that's all right. Shane?
Yeah, for sure. I'm not lagging, right? Because I was getting a lag there for a second.
No, you're good. Good. I got you.
All right. Awesome. So I guess I won't even preface it. I like just throwing stuff in and getting people's opinions on it. So if you want, just run it.
Okay. Here's the clip. let me share my screen here. Can I share just the whole? Okay. All right. Here we go. It's four clips. Can you guys see this okay?
Mm-hmm. You did share sound, right?
I didn't know I had to do that. Let me stop. And where's that option at?
Go to share screen.
Uh-huh.
And then if you're looking at it, all the way to the left in the bottom corner.
Share sound. Gotcha. Perfect. Okay. I think because of the Rodecaster, it would come through anyway, but here we go. All right. So this is 4 15-second clips and... Oh, hold on. Let me go back. Sorry. That's terrible. Let me play all so we don't have to mess with it.
Whoa. Before you fall for emotional language, hit pause and check your emotions in case they're being manipulated. Yeah. Before you assume a story's true, hit pause and check more sources to make sure the facts you're getting aren't one-sided. Hey, before you're forced into making a choice, hit pause and ask yourself if there are more options to choose from.
I'm gonna blow my brains out.
Before you trust an expert online, hit pause and check their credentials.
That might be the worst clip you've ever brought to the show, Shane. That was terrible. Just that 8-bit Mario Brothers music made me want to do terrible things.
Hey, but the premise of it, though, is what I was trying to get at here, that I go onto YouTube this morning and all of a sudden it's getting blasted with all this like, oh, figure out false information, figure this out. Like, it seems like there's been a constant blast on YouTube, but this just kind of solidifies the reason why, like, most of the time when it comes to my episodes and things, I don't fuck with YouTube, is I feel like they're just starting to amp it up even more. They're going to start pushing, they're going to talk about this whole idea of, you know, entertain all ideas, figure out what the truth is. But realistically, you and I and Ghost, we all know they're going to be pushing out anything that they deem as false, even if it is true, because they have a narrative that they're intending to try to push. So again, this is just solidifying in my mind that YouTube is doing this.
Yeah. And this is a YouTube campaign. Like this little youtube.com/hitpause it's a YouTube campaign ad. Was it an ad or did it just pop up on your feed? When you saw this?
When I opened up YouTube this morning, it was one of those big bold things that pops up at the top. Like YouTube was trying to get you to look at it before you click on anything else.
Okay.
You click on it and you go to this folder. So like I said, the videos weren't the best, but it was the only option talking about this because they were specifically made by YouTube and it was getting blasted across YouTube, at least when I went on this morning.
It seemed like it was geared towards younger people, just with the cartoon, the 8-bit type music and everything else, you know what I mean? So, and like, cause I was on YouTube earlier and it didn't pop up for me, but seeing that it's like, okay, they want the younger kids and the kids that might just be turning 18 to kind of think about maybe the direction they want to vote, the direction they, you know, want to take, get their news information from. And speaking of that, apparently Twitter fact-checked Joe Biden today. So that's a good thing.
Oh, what?
Ooh, karma coming back.
Yeah.
I'm going to check on that real quick while we keep discussing this. This is fascinating. Joe Biden. Interesting. All right. So I did a little digging on this. It's a YouTube channel. It's youtube.com/hitpause, but it does seem to be sponsored by YouTube. They're using their logo and things in their pictures. They joined in September of this year, and they only have 3.8 million views on all their videos. And it looks like they just have that set of videos and maybe a few more in a different kind of little playlist there. But, and they only have 6.8 thousand subscribers, which is more than me, granted, but it is interesting that they couldn't, maybe they just launched it. Oh yeah, so these videos, no, they've been out for a month, but yeah, maybe they just started promoting this, if that makes sense.
Right before election season.
Oh yeah, so I'm looking at their views. So a month ago, some of their videos have 1 million views, and then like the ones we just watched have like, I don't know, 5,000, and then one of the ones we watched has 500,000 views. So interesting. Interesting. And yeah, I think it's all I had a conversation with some guys yesterday, and they're talking about stuff going on in the news and whatever. And I was like, guys, think about the timeline, the time frame we're in right now. Don't trust anything. Don't believe anything, especially if it comes from mainstream and even some people in the alternative communities. Don't buy anything in these next 2 weeks. It's just going to get crazy. So
do you think this was pushed just because of like maybe not even like age demographic like Ghost was suggesting, but maybe just by like your search history and the type of things that you look up on YouTube? Maybe they like pushed it to certain people because of your content and search history.
I'm sure if you're using Google Chrome, probably definitely they can incorporate your search history and whatnot. But
I was more so meaning YouTube.
Say that again, Shane.
Oh, I meant more so like YouTube search history. But sorry, what were you saying, Ghost?
No, I was just saying I look up some pretty retarded shit usually on Saturday nights, and I'm surprised I that didn't pop up on mine.
I mean, it's weird because the night before I was looking up a shit ton of Dogman stuff. And I mean, anybody that's kind of listened to Bizarre Encounters and America's Scaryland, I guess, I was recently talking about what I've been looking into with the whole Dogman thing about possible like breeding grounds and connecting stories. So I was looking into that last night, digging more into it, and then this popped up this morning. So I was almost curious if it was somehow linked or tied to that, and me kind of digging so deep into Dogman stuff.
Well, I did, Ghost, I did find these tweets from Joe Biden. I think it's relative, maybe not to what we're talking about exactly, but as far as, you know, that false information. So I don't know if this is related to Twitter's new thing, what is it? They're basically, it's like their watchdog on Twitter of other users. It's a bird watch is what it's called. So it's not fact checking per se, like, you know, putting a tag under there like false information or whatever. It is just adding context to some of the tweets, which I think is honestly better than the fact check.
Yeah. The one I saw was on that 50 million companies or whatever, something about a tax break.
Yeah, I just saw that one. Let me find it here. I'll read it real quick. It says, Joe Biden said, let me give you the facts. In 2020, 55 corporations made $40 billion and they paid zero in federal taxes. My Inflation Reduction Act puts an end to this. And then underneath it says, readers added context they thought people might want to know. And it says, the Inflation Reduction Act imposed a minimum tax on corporations with an average pre-tax earnings greater than $1 billion. Out of the 55 corporations that this tweet references, only 14 had earnings greater than $1 billion and would be eligible under Biden's tax law. So yeah. I'm sure a lot of companies make a lot of money, you know, over $1 billion or maybe upwards of $40 billion, whatever it is. That's saying between 55 corporations, they made $40 billion together. Okay. But I'm just saying, if you're running a billion-dollar company, you have amazing CPAs and accountants and people who do your taxes so that you come out, you know, making the earnings that you need to make for your shareholders, but not so much that you're paying a bunch in taxes on profits. That's how you run a business successfully.
Right. And more than likely, those companies, the employees are making really good, or if not high-end decent money, because they are the ones that are getting that company to that profit level. Mm-hmm. So they're going to pay them more to retain them. So I would rather get a job from a rich company than a poor guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And if you're running the company and you're paying your employees more, then you're paying less in taxes because that comes off your profits at the end of the year, right? Mm-hmm. It's a cost of doing business. So if you spend, just for people who don't, maybe don't understand, I didn't say Shane. I was just saying in general. if you made $100,000 in a fiscal year as in your, let's say, your small business, but it cost you $150,000 to run the business, then you won't pay any taxes because you didn't make any money. Even though you probably paid yourself a salary, you paid your employees, you bought products, you sold products. It's all how it all balances out. So. And that's coming from a retard who doesn't own a business. So keep that in mind. But it's pretty simple to understand.
Disclaimer.
Economics 101 brought to you by Kyle.
This is not financial advice by any means.
Disclaimer.
Okay. Now let's try to get an answer from someone who's not a complete retard.
Oh, good luck with that. The only thing I know how to do is... fact. That's right.
You're pretty damn good at running a soundboard. I'll give you that.
Brought to you by Pfizer.
Thanks.
Everybody dies.
Yes, they do. All right.
Turning the frogs gay.
Oh, I need that one. I don't have any Alex Jones on here. Oh, except this one.
I'll be honest with you. I'm kind of retarded.
I'm kind of retarded.
That's the classic. If you're going to have Alex Jones, you got to have that one. That's first tier.
I also
second
have,
tier is gay frogs.
You mentioned earlier before the show recording the audience, or not the audience, but the crowd in the British Parliament when they're yelling. I have something similar to that. Here it is. That's black people at a rap battle. So keep that in mind. Pretty close.
Didn't hear shit.
Oh, yeah. It was. Oh, you couldn't hear that?
I hear.
Oh, maybe it's not coming through. Maybe I'll have to fix that one up. Anyway.
It's putted out, man. It only has a little bit of steam left in it.
Well, it'll be in the audio recording, in the audio for sure. So, all right, anything else on this topic? Shane, I think you're right. It's coming up, election time. We're going to see more and more of this. And it's only like the next week or so, so we don't have to deal with this very long.
Yeah, or diesel.
Yes. Is that a segue to your clip, brother?
No, mine has nothing to do with what Shane had.
Off the wall.
Oh, I didn't know if it had to do with diesel or not.
No, the clip I sent you kind of piggybacks a little bit off of last week's show that you guys did.
Okay, so maybe a little bit of a follow-up.
Kind of, maybe.
Okay.
I'm down. Sounds good to me.
All right, let me open this up here.
Got to make up for my lame clip, but hey, man, it was about getting the information out this
time. I don't blame you. I blame the multi-million, billion-dollar company and the million-dollar budget production budget that YouTube has, and that's what they came up with. So,
in all fairness, though, people have a really short attention span nowadays, so I don't think they could have done more than a 15-second clip with cartoons. Otherwise, the young generation would have been manipulated by it.
I'm just a TikTok girl in a TikTok world, baby. All right.
You gotta catch their eyes, the flashy colors. That's how you do it.
All right, here we go. This is Ghost Clip. I gotta refresh. This is the problem with Instagram
1970,
videos.
British scientist Ivan T. Sanderson wrote an article named The 12 Devil's Graveyards Around the World, in which he discussed what he called the Vile Vortex, an anomaly-heavy region on Earth where a disproportionate number of strange phenomena occur, such as disappearances, UFO sightings, underwater people, and other strange sightings. He attributed these phenomena to the existence of wrinkles in space-time involving gravitational and magnetic aberrations. Sanderson identified identified 12 spaces across the Earth in which these, quote, vile vortices might exist, including the well-known Bermuda Triangle and the Devil's Sea. Could such a vortex create a portal through which a visitor or creature from another dimension could travel? In 1970, British...
Okay. Interesting stuff there.
Yeah, I definitely dig it. That was a really good clip. Thanks for bringing that one.
You're welcome.
So,
my buddy sent that to me a little while ago, and he's like, I've been spiraling on this, and I'm like, wow. You know, so I watched a video, and I was kind of doing a little digging into it, and funny enough, right after I was sent that, Ryan from Dangerous World released an episode on the 12 gates of hell around the world. And this is, it kind of links to that. Like, these places are actually what many believe gates to hell. So
are those gates of hell by any chance, like within the lines of the giant star that it was showing? That's like the global star. Cause I know that there's also a star that people have made that's like in North America. So it seems like there's multiple of the like stars connected throughout the world, but they all seem to kind of go in that shape though.
I think the stars, like, there's probably 12 individual stars, and within those stars have different portals, because there's some in like Louisiana, and there's some over in different countries, obviously, that aren't in the United States, duh. But within these stars in each area form that big pentagram or star, whatever you want to call it.
It's kind of weird. It kind of depends on how you look at it too, because like, it could either be, you know, like the pentagram, or, I mean, you're looking at it as from like a normal star with the point on the top. It could also be like the symbol for paganism, you know, where it has like the four elements and spirit, depending on which way you're looking at it. So, I mean, if you're looking at it from like an inverted way, I know this is going to sound a little weird and out there, but like maybe the way we're viewing the world isn't necessarily the way that it is within the way the universe sits, but because of the way we're looking at it, that's the way we perceive that it sits. But like, maybe they are pentagrams and, you know, we're technically upside down, but because we're upside down, we don't view ourselves as upside down.
What is up? What is up is really down.
What's up with you, baby? Not much, man. I'm just chilling.
you wanna go out and make out?
Come on. So, I've never heard of this. Obviously, I've heard of the Bermuda Triangle, but I've never heard of the 12 Devils Graveyards. I'd have to look into this a little more, but I like the image and the graphic and the description that it gave about the, you know, the kind of the ball in space time where gravitational anomalies can occur in time and space. And I think that's maybe I like that explanation for, you know, paranormal experiences. Like if all time is happening all at once and the universes and dimensions are just stacked on top of each other, and whenever there's a bend going from one to the other, that's where those overlaps happen. Like I think Frantic Missy explained it really well to me one time about like seeing ghosts and stuff. She's like, you never see ghosts from that, like in modern day clothes or like from the future. They're always in like 1800s garb or things like that. And they almost seem scared of you at the same time. So it's maybe just a blending of times of timelines. Where, you know, they kind of get compressed together and there's a slight overlap, and maybe these areas and other dimensions as well, maybe where like the aliens are, come out of, or the cryptids or the monsters, the demons, whatever you want to call them, that makes sense to me. So I'll have to look into this a little bit more.
I mean, I kind of entertain that idea frequently too about the whole paranormal aspect, is that it's more like, like if there's like a ripple, like they're seeing you as a ghost and you're seeing them as a ghost, but it's not really a ghost. It's just kind of like a half, you're kind of getting like a half of you as somebody in a sense, you know, like almost like looking through like a thinning in the veil is the best way to kind of describe it.
Yeah. They're not fully materialized because it's not that strong of, you can only fully materialize if you're in their space or they're in your space. But when the spaces cross over, it's like looking through someone through like a foggy window, maybe. Is a good way to explain it. Yeah, man. I don't know. It freaks me out.
Yeah, it was a good one for coming up on Halloween.
I wonder,
this will be the day after Halloween. So looking at this post Halloween.
Looking at this, yeah, Halloween's tomorrow. Happy Halloween, everybody. Maybe if we have time tomorrow, we could do a little Halloween live stream. We'll see. But looking at this video and based on what we talked about earlier, I wonder if the toilet could be one of these devil's graveyards where time.
Are we calling back to before we started recording?
Oh, what was that? The Olympic shits? No, that we were recording when we were talking about that.
Were we?
I hope so. We'll find out.
No, we're definitely recording for the Olympic shits.
But yeah, so I'm wondering if, I mean, just look. Okay, I got to share my screen again. You guys got to see this. Because it does look like some sort of, you know, fourth dimensional toilet here. You'll see it coming up right here. That looks like the inside of a toilet. But this image, not that guy. He looks like a turd, but he's not. Okay, hold on. Okay, great, clearly, black hole toilet, right? But this one right here, it's coming up. It's coming up. Oh my God, where is it? This is a long video, and I can't pause it.
That one.
Nope, this one right here. Boom.
Yeah.
Interdimensional toilets, just constant, the shit is constantly flowing out of one toilet into the other.
I mean, isn't that kind of in a way what a black hole is? It's almost like space's giant toilet, because it throws everything in and it just spirals into a circle and then evaporates into wherever the hell it goes on the other side.
The space toilet, yes. The black hole is a space toilet.
So it's like the space toilet continuum.
Yes. We should call Neil deGrasse Tyson and see what he thinks.
He is my hero and the smartest man I've ever heard speak in my life.
And incredibly charming. Let's not forget. Yeah. Anything else on this?
No, I just kind of brought it to see what you guys thought about it. And, you know, you could actually, you know, make a whole show out of it if you really wanted to. But, you know, obviously we're not going to do that tonight. But no, I just found it interesting. You know, there's these portals to hell all over the, you know, earth, and then these devil's things and how it formed a big freaking pentagram star. Just thought it was weird.
It is weird, man. It is weird. I mean, there's weird things all over the place. And I don't know if it has to do with if we broke it down, it would just be about energy, right? So high energy areas, whether it's positive or negative energy, tends to attract odd things. Mm-hmm. Just even like, you know, instead of maybe the 12 devils graveyards, but just a regular graveyard, there is something about it that, because of the energy, that maybe the trauma that's been experienced there, maybe the physical location of the bodies underneath the ground, the funerals that have been had, the people that come back to remember their loved ones, there's a certain energy there. And then that's why you see, you know, hear about ghosts in the graveyard, things like that. And then, you know, like, sacred religious sites about mm-hmm. the things that have happened there throughout time, you know,
and Native American burial grounds, not yep. just here in America, but all over where there are indigenous people were. I mean,
I think just old shit. Yeah, yeah. Anything that's old. I mean, you pick up like an old jewelry box or an old picture, something like that, it's going to have something to it. So maybe these areas, these triangles, these devil's graveyards are just highly concentrated with energy. But it does, that's kind of weird that it's out in the middle of the ocean. You know, what kind of tragedy happens there? Dolphins?
Sinking ships.
Dolphin rape?
I mean, that's definitely possible. Yeah,
they are rapey.
Yeah, they are. Sinking ships, that's a good point. Yeah.
I think we figured out mermaids then, man. I think a dolphin raped a human.
Could have.
Don't or bring vice it. Versa. Stop. Don't leave it past people.
You know, you can't talk about mermaids around me, dude.
Why do they freak you out?
No, why would you even bring that up, Shane?
I didn't even know. Why would you do that? Mermaids.
Because now I have to ask the question, what do they have going on downstairs?
We already discussed this.
No, we did. That's what I'm saying. Shane, why would you even bring this up?
Because I like having this discussion, maybe.
No, we're not having this discussion again. We're done. But yeah, dolphin rape is an epidemic upon our seas.
And one more thing to add on to what you were saying about the old objects and leaving energy in the past, maybe your listeners can actually look into the Coronavisor. And it has nothing to do with a virus. It was an invention by an old priest back in the 1800s. So,
Coronavisor, like a golf visor?
Yep.
Oh, well, I typed in Coronavisor and it's the Corona beer logo on a visor. That's all it's given me. I'm on page two. That's all there is.
Just reiterate, what does this invention do?
Coronavisor?
Chronovisor.
Chrono, not Coronavisor. Oh, okay.
Chrono, like
Chrono.
Chrono.
Oh, yeah, Chrono. Then that's on me for the bad search results. Okay.
Chronovisor. Hey, it still came up with something, though.
Okay. Okay. Hey, you know what? I'm going to get us all Corona visors. They're like 15
sponsored
bucks.
By Corona.
15 bucks on eBay. I'm down. I'm doing it. Yeah, give me your addresses. I'll send them to you. And then those listening, you can win a Corona visor.
We're just going to buy them in bulk. This is going to be our prize giveaway.
Yeah, we're just going to change our logo to a Corona visor.
We're going to go Oprah on this bitch. You get a free Corona visor. You get a Corona visor. Everybody gets a Corona visor.
And each visor comes with a little Coronita, the little tiny. Have you ever gone to the store to buy a case of Corona and you don't speak or read Spanish, so you accidentally pick up the big case of Coronitas, the little 7-ounce bottled beers, and you feel like a giant drinking them. It's very fun.
I sent the link to you through Instagram, but I don't want to give too much away because we covered it on Conspiracy Underground News Team this past week. So it was a call in, and Kyle, you will be happy if you listen to the newest episode. The teaser featured you.
Oh, great! I'm gonna listen to it tonight.
Or maybe no, smile probably just tomorrow. Came across Kyle's face.
Hell yeah.
I'll probably listen to it tomorrow at work. I do like that you guys reworked it from Conspiracy in the News.
We didn't know it was going to take off the way it did.
Did it take off?
I probably get more listens on that than I do. I mean, it's very comparable and it's crazy. So we decided, hey, let's rebrand it. And the whole Conspiracy Underground News Team was a play on, I think Ron from New England posted something after we had recorded and released an episode that week. And I was like, I went to put on, yeah, we covered this on CITN and it came out cunt.
Oh, and the autocorrect.
Yeah, the autocorrect. And Ryan's like, oh, cunt, huh? Oh, I guess we'll have to do something. And then it just went
there
from
you
there.
Go. It, yeah, we are. I think it works perfectly.
I didn't even catch that at first. I had a feeling it was the same thing, but, you know, I had to double check. But I'm glad that you verified that. And the terminology is great. So, you know, if anybody sees C-U-N-T, now you know what it means.
Okay, well, you guys weren't even close to what I thought we would all be talking about. So I will, I guess we can do both my topics then. How about that? Since we got a little time to kill.
Kind of worked out, though, because we always come into the show and we're up to 20-something now. Nobody has ever brought the same topic, same clip, same anything. So it's been worked out pretty good so far.
Yes.
Well, I heard Nancy Pelosi's husband. I heard he got so drunk. I mean, he was fucking hammered.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. The thing in the news. Lots of propaganda on this one. It is still a developing story.
I kind of think he might have been having a gay sexual...
Yeah, at first glance, I talked to the guys from the You Feel Me podcast yesterday, and they asked me about this, and this was still all brand new information, and I said, just based on the fact that she lives in a fortress, probably has at least some sort of security.
But not this house. This house is right up against the street.
She's got multiple houses. Okay.
Apparently, because... A couple years ago, well, before the pig head thing happened, her compound sat behind a gated fence. Like, it was, like, secure. And now, all of a sudden, they must have moved, and it's not behind a gated community?
They probably got a couple houses, if I had to guess. They just, this is his getaway house when Nancy's not home, so he can get his freak on. But my first...
He just rocks off.
My first... inclination of this description based on, you know, they were friends. There was a hammer involved. I was like, oh, he owed somebody some money, He's probably a crippling gambling addict. And this is just my guess, you know, first assumption. I've since changed my opinion, but oh, he owed somebody. He probably played poker with this guy. That's why they're friends. And
he's an illegal immigrant.
Yeah, but this is just my guess is that, he probably played poker with this guy and he owed somebody some fucking money. Because classic mob move is to go in with break into someone's house with a hammer and beat their ass.
Took the hammer out of Paul's hands.
So that's what I'm just saying what my first inclination is. I know more has developed, but.
Oh, gotcha. Sorry.
I just thought it was so funny to imagine his buddy coming up like, hey, man, you owe me some fucking money from the pot last week. I saw you skimping and my boss, you know, I can't owe money to my boss. So I'm going to beat your ass with a hammer. That's just my.
Reminds me of very Stewie and Brian-esque. Where's my money? Where's my money, man? It's all good. Don't worry about it. We'll figure it out. But, you know, where the fuck's my money at?
So I guess with that, I'll play a clip. There's a few clips of this. I don't know. I didn't really pull one in particular because it's just changing all the time. But I guess I'll play the shortest clip, and then we can talk about it.
Let's say you got to expand on it. I'm brand new coming into this. I know nothing about this yet.
Okay, here we go.
An inmate at the California Institution for Women.
Hello, this is Gypsy Thaub. I am the ex-wife partner of David DePap and the mother of his children.
A call from Exxon Taub, better known as Gypsy.
This is a terrible clip anyway. Let me go back. Chilling new details. Okay, let's go to the source. Let's go to CNN here.
All right, and now to a CNN exclusive. Chilling new details about the attack on the husband of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. A source familiar with the incident tells CNN that the suspected assailant had a bag of zip ties during the break-in on Friday. Paul Pelosi is still recovering in a hospital this morning. He suffered a skull fracture and injuries to his hands and right arm when he was struck with a hammer. President Biden speaking about the attack for the first time and blasting those who have propped up conspiracy theories.
It's one thing to condemn the violence, but you can't condemn the violence unless you condemn those people who continue to argue the election was not real, that it's being stolen, that all the malarkey that's being put out there to undermine democracy.
CNN's Sunlin Sarfati has more from Washington.
Okay, let's stop it there. Let's pause that.
Why does Biden always have to have anything to say in any news story? Like, anytime Biden says anything about any news story, it's like one of the top clips they have to add into it.
No, he is the president. I mean,
I like when he does it because it's usually good for us. You know?
Yeah, he doesn't sound like he knows what the hell he's talking about. He just kind of is going off the cuff 99% of the time.
I mean,
do you mind if I go off a minute?
Go off?
Like,
pop off, please.
This, in my fucking opinion, was all staged right before the midterms. Okay. Cause they're not getting their fucking October surprise that they wanted. They're obviously, you watch all these debates, it's not going good for the Dems. Okay. Biden comes out, makes that. That wasn't the only comment that he made or statement that he made. He made another one and referred to it going into referring it back to the J6. And he's like, they stormed in and they're like, where's Nancy? Where's Nancy? And Paul came and he had a hammer and he defended himself or tried to. And then you hear this and then he's like, well, it's all about the malarkey and it's the rigged elections. It's all to push a fucking narrative, to keep the sheep in line and the people that are on the fence. Oh fuck, that happened to Nancy Pelosi. Holy shit! What if they got so close and they got to the president? Like, get the fuck out of here with this shit anymore. Like, it pisses me the fuck. Sorry, it pisses me off that people buy into this shit. You know what I mean? Like, I buy into it to an extent because I'm a conspiracy theorist and I make content for my podcast. However, the shit that they put out for people to even listen to, even on Fox, they're running some of this stuff. And it's like, use your fucking head and open your fucking mind and use common sense, because none of this makes sense. None of it.
No.
When you get to the deep root of it, it's probably the complete opposite. He was probably hiring him as a prostitute, had sex, didn't want to pay him, and dude got pissed because he has no money. And Paul was like, you get out of my house, I got a hammer. And dude's like, well, I'm younger than you, I'm going to take the hammer, I'm going to beat the shit out of you and give me my fucking money.
While the cops are standing there, too.
Yeah. Why the cops are standing.
Yeah, I think you summed it up. I could give a shit about what happens to Nancy Pelosi's husband. I think most people feel the same way. But I think you're right. The narrative that's going around this and the buzzwords, they're really trying to hold on to that January 6th thing as much as they possibly can, because that's all they have. The economy's in the crapper. Our foreign policy is dog shit. Everybody's laughing at us as far as, you know, on the world stage. And people can't fucking afford gas, groceries, or their pension funds. So, yeah, I think this is all they have left to hang on to. And it's frankly, it's embarrassing. The key words I heard were a bag of zip ties. Remember that one? There was a bag of zip ties, right?
The usual.
Where's Nancy, right? He was probably saying, hey, is your wife home? Can I come in so you can blow me, or I can blow you? That's probably what that was. I heard one report where like the house was stormed, like her house was stormed by this guy.
Another key word there, stormed.
Yeah. I mean, and and he's apparently a Trump Republican and conspiracy theorist and all this stuff and an election denier. But from all accounts that I've seen, he's a fucking hippie who lives in a van down by the river. And, you know, votes for
a nudist fucking colony.
Yeah.
Down by the river.
Illegal immigrant from Canada that should have been deported back to Canada. But because San Francisco's a sanctuary city, he's still there. Like,
yeah, they and no one's talking about that.
What point do people need to? Maybe it's just me. I look at this shit and the dark humor in me laughs at this shit, because it's like, okay, I get pissed, but then I laugh because I do realize people are that fucking stupid that they buy the fucking narrative. Everybody bought the Jesse Smollett narrative for how long?
This is very a la Jesse Smollett. I mean, it's very similar. I was about to say something. Oh, I also heard that the hammer in question was covered in shit.
Uh-oh. Somebody's sticking up their ass.
Well, okay.
So it sounds like a fetish more than anything, with the zip ties and the shit-covered hammer.
Well, I was going to try to find images of a hammer-shaped dildo, because they do exist. And I turned safe search off. Don't do that.
can I make a little
new definition of getting hammered?
for you guys as listeners out there, if shit does hit the fan end of days, and say you're in a knife fight, you know, there is no government at this point, okay? Or you're proficient with a bow and arrow, you're proficient with a gun. I will tell you, I'm not telling you to go do this, but if it comes to that point, that bullet, dip the tip of it in human feces, your arrows, your knife, whatever, because as soon as that glazes you, just has to glaze you and cut you, it's already going to start septus and you're not going to get over it and it's going to kill you.
Speaking off of that, one thing I always like to throw in is old moats. Everybody has the idea of them being like clean water. Technically, old moats where there was little drop-offs where people would shit off the side of the castles. The moat was all full of shit, piss, all that kind of shit.
Yes.
The whole intention was the same thing of what you were just saying, that nobody would try to go through the moat because they would instantly get sick and die from it.
Mm-hmm.
So the only way in is across the bridge, and if you don't get across the bridge, you ain't getting into that castle. So same shit. If you can, make a shit moat around your house. Why not? Just go the extra mile, you know, prep the hole now, Your neighbors may question you, but fuck it. You know, when it all comes push to shove, you'll have a shit moat and they won't be able to get in.
So imagine going to your landscaping professional saying, hey, Jorge, here's what I need you to do for me, buddy.
My landscaping professional's name's Mike.
Okay, Mike, that's fine. But you know he's got a Jorge on his crew. I'm just saying. But he says, hey, Mike, I need you to do this for me. Get your guys in. I don't care who it, you know, get your people in. Get your subcontractors out. Dig this hole and don't even worry about filling it. I'll take care of it.
Hey, by the way, all those porta potties that you guys have been using on the job sites, you guys mind dropping here. It off at our house for a day or so?
Yes, leave them here. I need them.
We'll clean them out for you.
Dude, I blow up a mean one. I actually was talking with Shane when I was blowing one up the other day.
Luckily, I couldn't smell it through it, but, you know, I still had to send you some equivalent gifts of toilets exploding.
He did. In all fairness and love, he did. He's texting. He's like, asking questions or whatever. I'm like, dude, I'm literally blowing up a port-a-john right now. Like, blowing it the fuck up. And the great part about it was just service, so it was, like, the first shit taken in it. I didn't have to worry about other people's shit splashing up.
Dude, a fresh port-a-potty, actually not that bad.
No.
Actually kind of nice. Because it still
smells better than most public bathrooms most of the time when it's a brand new fresh port-a-potty.
Yes.
The only thing that sucks is when you get trapped in them in the heat, then even if it's a clean porta potty, like you're still fucked. You're getting cooked while you're taking a shit and your shit's getting cooked while you're sitting in there.
I don't know. I think I'd rather be cooked than taking off a shit ton of clothes to sit down when it's like -20 and you're like, this is going to really suck. And all of a sudden your dick's in your throat and you're pissing out your mouth.
Wait, okay.
It's so cold.
I must've tuned out for a second. I don't know how we got here.
Talking about shit moats, and this is what it transitioned into, man. This is how it goes. Okay,
now I know. I'm on board now.
Sorry.
Let's no, you're good. Yeah. But yeah, this whole thing is just, it's nonsense. It's BS. No one really cares, but you're right. Those middle of the road people are going to go, oh my God, the mega magas are going after Nancy Pelosi in her house. Oh no.
Do you guys remember that story a few years ago about somebody going into the White House and pretty much just like running through a few hallways before anybody even noticed he was there? I mean, it seems like it's almost like playing off of that we're going to see a lot more of these stories about extremists, as they like to label them, running through these politicians' places, and they're weirdly enough being minimal security. I don't remember who was in office when this was going on. Like, don't quote me, but I think it was Trump. I'm not 100% sure, but like just weirdness that goes along with this shit that normally nobody would be able to do these kinds of things or pull these kinds of things off because they would have some form of security. So why is the security lax at certain times? And why does it seem to be major politicians that have issues with extremists as they like to word them?
Yeah. If Joe Rogan has, pretty high security detail, if not, 24/7 most of the time, you'd think that Paul would have somebody at the house, not just a security system.
And especially considering just anything that his wife does, like no matter what she does, there's going to be backlash from it. So like any logically thinking person is going to have some form of protection for anybody that's linked to anybody that's pissing people off.
But yeah, I do have to just, I guess, wrap it up with, yeah, I think this dude was getting into some freaky shit with a male prostitute, and there was an altercation. I think that's what happened.
I think that's the only way we can explain a shit-covered hammer.
Yes. And just remember, the Capitol building and all those government buildings, they are property of the United States citizen. They are not private property. They belong to us. I'm not saying go storm anything, but you cannot legally be trespassed from there because they work for us, and it's been diluted to the point where everybody thinks, oh, they're politicians and oh, they're above it. No, they should be absolutely below the poorest motherfucker on earth. They are there to serve us.
Speaking of that, do you remember Joe Biden's dead dog speech thing he did a while back ago?
No.
So he more than likely probably stole the story, but just trying to quick reference it. He was telling a story to a bunch of other politicians, and they all found this hilarious, that apparently there was supposedly a woman who had an issue with a dead dog in the street. And he claims that...
Yes, now I do remember this.
Yeah, she called in on it a few times and said that the city needed to do something about it. So it got to the point where he was like, okay, whatever. And they went and put like the dead dog essentially on the doorstep and said, like, it's not my problem. And yeah, all the politicians are laughing, think it's hilarious that he's making jokes about how we don't work for you. I don't know what you, who you think you are. So it, just the fact that our president is making comments like that just shows the shift that even the person that is supposed to be, you know, like the top of everybody still thinks that we're all below them.
Right.
And yeah, I do recall that.
We live in a democracy. We live in a constitutional republic. If we lived in a democracy, we would be Rome. We would have fell by now.
I mean, shit, but they still have, what was it, a couple thousand years, and we're only at, like, going on 300, roughly. So, I mean, still doing better than us, technically, just off of that, because they lasted way longer than, I don't think America's going to be around as long as Rome was, just being honest with you.
Or was Rome, actually, around that long? Bum, bum, bum.
Bum, bum, bum.
Hey, the Romans are still here. They're the Italians, baby. That's right.
The Catholic Church.
Whatever. Okay, same thing, same thing. All right, so I do have another clip that we can play. I think it'll be fun. Let me get this going here.
This is fun.
Unfortunately, it's all the listeners.
I'm having a great time, and this was a long time in the making to come on BDI. So,
hey, we made it work, man. We just had to do it on a Sunday, but hopefully, in the next one, we'll be on a live show, and then everybody else can jump in on it too. Because we don't have to try to make this work more often.
Hell yeah.
All right, here we go.
Pennsylvania voters disapprove of the president's job performance. You have publicly supported many of his policy positions. Are there any that you disagree with? 30 seconds.
Oh.
Hey, isn't that the piss guy?
Whoever did this is genius.
No, I just believe he needs to do more about supporting and fighting about inflation. And I do believe he can do more about that. But at the end of the day, I think Joe Biden is a good, good family man. And I believe he stands for the union way of life. And I believe that unemployment is already down to the lowest level in the last 50 years.
All right. No. I didn't know that that's what that was going to be. I was looking for more highlights.
Do you have the one, the best clip from that whole debate was, well, there was this news report and interview where you do not support fracking.
And oh, yes.
Like, I do support fracking. He's like, but no, from in 2018, and they went through all this, and he's just like, I do support fracking. I got it right here.
Here it is.
Yep.
You're saying tonight that you support fracking, that you've always supported fracking, but there is that 2018 interview that you said, quote, I don't support fracking at all. So how do you square the two?
I do support fracking, and I support fracking, and I stand, and I do support fracking.
Sounds like him and Biden have the same guy that's trying to help them with coming up with their speeches.
Well, I will tell you, okay, here's the thing. He had to read from closed caption, okay, that he approved. All right, now, then after the debate, he was like, oh, it was going too fast. Well, he only did one test run. They offered him more, and he was like, no, we're good. But that was not slowed down. I listened to it in real time. That is exactly how long it took him to answer almost every fucking question. He would just be, or he'd go, oh, and then try and give an answer. And it was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, so he was getting the questions, like, basically read out to him. And then whatever Dr. Oz was saying was also getting read out to him. And if you, I think No Agenda, they pointed this out that that's cheating. I mean, you're, because they could feed answers to you on this closed captioning. You don't know what they're, well, if you can't, if you can't process what they're saying, what the questions are being asked or what the answers are, you could easily, and you're reading off of a teleprompter. I mean, come on.
Not only that, if you were to watch that live, okay?
I did watch it live.
Did you have the closed captioning on?
No. Oh, were the closed captioning ahead of what he was saying? Or were they different?
So when you saw Fetterman speak, okay, it was the words that Oz was speaking. And so when they would ask Dr. Oz a question, it was delayed or fast forwarded to a point where it looked like Oz was giving Fetterman's response and Fetterman was giving Oz's response.
Weird.
Yes. And it was supposed to be live. Now, granted, there are 10 to 30 second delays, but how are they pumping it out that quick?
Yeah, sometimes with, you know, like, I know YouTube does this a lot. If you're watching like a live debate or something on YouTube with closed captions, the captions will come before whatever's said. Like before you hear it, you'll see it, which is weird to me. So here's this clip. This is another one.
As Lieutenant Governor, you're running for a seat that could decide the balance of power in Washington. What qualifies you to be a U.S. Senator? You have 60 seconds.
Hi. Good night, everybody.
And hey, here's real quick. I don't like making fun of this guy because
he's
clearly, yeah, he's probably not a great person, but he's clearly stroked out. And
this is also the guy, if you remember a couple episodes back, that pissed on somebody and we couldn't figure out exactly
pissed on a staffer.
Yep.
And when he was mayor, chased an unarmed black kid with a shotgun.
Was he wearing a hoodie?
He was a jogger. Yeah.
He was a jogger. He chased him down with carrying a shotgun for this unarmed black gun. And even Oz even tried to put, are you going to,
yeah, I got it right here.
Stage has broken the law, I believe.
And he doesn't.
John Fetterman took a shotgun, chased a unarmed African-American man, and put the gun, apparently, according to that man, to his chest. John, you weren't pulled over by the police. They let you go. You were the mayor at the time. Why haven't you apologized to that unarmed, innocent black man who you put a shotgun to his chest?
All right. We will allow a 30-second response to that, Mr. Fetterman, specifically what he was saying, referring to the incident in Braddock.
I made the opportunity to defend my community as the chief law enforcement officer there. Everybody in Braddock, an overwhelmingly majority community of black community, all understood what happened. You know, they understood what happened, and everybody agreed that, and nobody believes that it was anything about me making a split-second decision to defend our community as well.
Why not apologize?
Mr. Oz, please.
Okay. So here's a quote. Majority black community understood what happened and everybody agreed that, and nobody believes that was about me making a split second decision to defend our community as well.
And for all the audio listeners, he was reading that exactly how he said it. So it wasn't him fucking up reading. He literally said it that way.
Mm-hmm.
You could tell that this dude had no fucking idea what to say. Like,
yeah, he does. I'm
shocked this guy's even able to even be so, in the ranks of a politician.
They ran this guy over this guy. I'm just looking at this other video with, you know, a young black man who looks like he's got his shit together.
I listened to some of his things. I'm not a Democrat, but he made some good fucking points.
Well, maybe that's why they didn't run him.
Like, He was on point. Like, I'm like, how the hell did he not get the fucking nominee?
Probably because he was, as the racist Democrats would say, too articulate.
Mm.
You know.
No, maybe it was the braids in his hair. Oh, you're too African-American for us.
Yeah. John Fetterman looks like, if you combine these two gentlemen standing next to him, that's what John Fetterman, like, if you squeeze them together and added 8 inches, that's what John Fetterman looks like. He's a big boy.
He looks like Bitch Stitch Bob from Fight Club.
Pity?
Oh, he's got a huge thing on his neck. I mean, he's just a large man. I think he's like 400 pounds, 6'8", 6'9". He's just a giant.
It's kind of weird to see him in a suit because he's always trying to do the look. I'm wearing a hoodie. I'm relatable.
Well, probably if you're
a Carhartt. hoodie.
If you're 6'8 and 400 pounds, that's probably all you can wear. So, like, these suits don't even fit him well because they're probably custom made or off the rack at Big and Tall, and they don't fit him very well, you know? So, and yeah, people always love to wear Carhartt shit until it's time to do Carhartt shit.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to rip my Carhartt hoodie, bro. Paid a lot for this.
Yeah, and fuck Carhartt, too. They instituted a vaccine mandate for all their employees, so fuck Carhartt. They went with it. You can get a...
That's why I wear Dickies.
Oh, Dickies is great. You can get Dickies off-brand. You can get off... Yeah, even the Walmart brand. Not bad. Same thing. Just sans the logo.
Ugh. Yeah, and for the listeners out there, you can say fuck off to Yeti as well. They don't really actually support 2A, but you can go to Walmart and get Ozark brand. It's the wife's brand because they went through a divorce and she was like, well, I'm going to make my own shit and sell it at Walmart, and works just as good.
Yeah, Yeti's pretty good. Not pretty good. They're just really good at the at marketing, you know. There's better coolers out there than Yeti. So, well, with that, guys, anything else? We can keep going for a few minutes here. I do have another. I can maybe push it off a little bit, but anything else in the news that maybe we missed or we didn't cover, or do we have a wild card tonight?
I don't think we have a wild card tonight, and unfortunately, we also don't have a troll clip tonight. So, sorry to all the listeners of this episode.
Well, we can just keep watching John Fetterman clips.
I definitely want to see that one where he's talking with that guy. That, yep, that one right there.
This one?
Yep.
A shotgun at the chest. The question is, did you point a 20-gauge shotgun at the chest of a black man? And you have an opportunity with all of Pennsylvania watching to say, I'm sorry. Are you going to say I'm sorry today, John?
That never happened.
So you're not going to say I'm sorry.
That never happened.
So you still refuse to say I'm sorry to this day.
I'm the only Democrat that successfully confronted
gun violence. You're the only Democrat who used a shotgun to chase.
That's pre-stroke. He's pretty, I mean, not maybe the quickest thinker, but he at least is responding quickly. You know, that's pre-stroke.
Did he say that didn't happen?
Yeah, he said that didn't happen. This was months ago, this video.
So now he's denying it. And then in the newer stuff, it seems like this guy is a constant back and forth between, like, constantly changing his, this happened, this didn't happen. Yep, I agree with this. Yes, I don't agree with
this. Well, there's some stuff going on. I guess his wife is the one who's really pulling the strings. Here's where she talks about how swimming pools are racist. The question was, they have a huge mansion with a giant pool in it. And they were like, and they got it for basically free through some deal, you know? And so the question was, like, why are y'all living in this mansion that you didn't pay taxes on? And here's that clip.
And while we did not want the mansion, that mansion came with a pool. And the pool I wanted. And the dream was to open this pool and make it a public pool, turn it into the people's pool, and ensure that young people across Pennsylvania could learn how to swim and learn water safety and kind of work to right some of the wrongs. You know, historically, swimming in America is very racist. And usually when you look at drowning statistics, it usually affects children of color because of lack of access.
So she bought a mansion for the sole purposes of the pool, and then wanted to make that pool public for all of Pennsylvania youth to then travel. I'm sure she would love to have all of the inner city kids in Philadelphia come to her mansion and use her pool between the hours of 8 and 5 p.m. every weekday and Saturdays.
Sounds to me like Biden's going to hang out there to get his curly legs hair played with.
Yeah.
And homeboy's going to be, it's just going to make it that much easier for him to piss on people. Because, you know, if you're in a pool, you can piss. You can cover his little weird fetish that he has, like, whatever.
Okay, well, I guess we have to address it now. Peed on staffer. We got to find this one. Oh, that's
bring
not pulling
up.
Well, man, I don't know. Who sent us that clip? It was Nate.
I think it was Missy.
No, it was Nate about, oh, maybe it was Missy. John Fetterman urinate, if I could spell. Urinate.
See, all these politicians just have weird taboo fetishes, and it's right in front of you. You just have to figure it out by putting the pieces together.
Oh, the tweet is unavailable.
Ooh.
It's from a suspended account. Oh, so the account got
trying to corrupt the piss story.
Yeah, there's no videos or any reports on it. Yeah, it looks like it's all been deleted. I mean, people are talking about it, but the news story that we found a few episodes ago, unavailable. Interesting. Interesting.
So we got one that has a gay hammer fetish. We got one that has a piss fetish. We got one that's our president that seems to have a minor attracted fetish. So just keep going on the line. I'm sure if you look at all the clues, you could probably figure out anybody's weird taboo fetish.
Yeah, and I don't want to show it here because it will, but there are hammer shaped dildos, people. I'm telling you, you can find them. They're available.
How would you, which end would you use? That's the scary part. Also, which end of the hammer was covered in shit? That's another important question.
I think the peen of the hammer is vibrating. I think that's the point.
So wait, what end of the hammer was shitty in the last story?
I think the handle.
Ooh, that doesn't sound like
But the
like
peen, I think the peen and the you know, the peen is the, what, like the opposite of the surface you hit it with. I think the peen is like two little vibrate-y thingies, so it can be used for external
stimulation.
Yeah, external stimulation.
You just got to stick the whole handle in there to get that part to touch anything, though, so that's also kind of scary all on its own.
I think the handles come in different sizes and weights.
Oh, there's different attachments, you know, in case you need a short one, you know, long, extra
no,
long
you
handle.
Just, it's all one, but you can just buy them in different sizes.
But why not make it interchangeable? It sounds more fun, right?
Yeah. I've had this idea for like, well, maybe it's not an idea, but like toothbrushes are interchangeable. I have my toothbrushes interchangeable. You know, you can just pop the head out, pop another one on.
Can you make that motion one more time?
Pop the head out, pop the other one on. This one?
Nice.
There you go.
It's a $1 million idea, bro. Interchangeable transformer dildos.
Save that to my spank bank.
Ghost, I just saw your text that the volume is low. Is it still low? Are we good?
No, you fixed it.
Okay, that was like an hour ago, so shit.
Yeah.
Because
then I said, can you turn the volume up?
Yeah, just do that. Don't text me. I won't read it. Well, anything else, gentlemen, before we get... I got a few more minutes if y'all want to keep rocking. Otherwise, I mean,
I'm good.
Okay. Yeah,
that's a good closing spot. I feel like if we push it any more past this, it'll just sound forced. So start saying our goodbyes.
Okay, well, guys, this was fun. I do appreciate it. Maybe we can try to do a little Halloween live. I don't fuck it. No, kids are going to be knocking on your door all night trying to get some fucking candy. So enjoy Halloween, everybody. I'll just say that.
Truth. And with that, of course, our guest, our wonderful, wonderful guest, because if anybody hasn't been listening to My Third Eye, you definitely need to go and check it out. Ghost, my man, let them know where they can find all your stuff.
You can find everything that I have to offer at patreon.com/MyThirdEyePodcast. I'm available anywhere you can get a podcast, including iHeartRadio, Apple, Spotify, and many more. I push out 3 episodes a week. I do the normal weekly episode, then I have the Conspiracy Underground News team and Talk at the Tavern. And also you can find me at Bizarre Encounters. I'm the co-host with Shane, and we get into some freaky deaky type stuff with guests, and Shane will do deep dives and send me lots of notes, and I sit there and read them and try to figure out where we're going to go, because I just don't know. And he does a good job at blowing my mind when it comes to that. So again, if you want to follow me on Instagram, it's My Third Eye Podcast. My email is mythirdeyepod@gmail.com, or just hit my link tree, go to the Instagram, hit the link tree, and you can find everything there.
Well, thank you, man.
And YouTube.
Oh, you're on YouTube as well?
Yes.
Okay. Cool, man. Yeah, we all know where to find you. So I'm not too worried about it. Ghost, always a pleasure. Shane?
If anybody wants to come and find me, if you're not already listening to this on my feed and you're on Kyle's feed, I don't have to do the Bizarre Encounter stuff because Ghost already said that stuff. So if you want to come and check out what I'm doing, LANKTR.EE/Increase of Our Reality Podcast. And if you want to find all the things that I do all together, I've kind of turned Open Minds Media into more so just all the shows that I have ties into. You guys are fucking me up. open_minds_media, also the same with the Linktree link, and there you'll find Bizarre Encounters, Big Dumb Inquiries, Inquiries of Our Reality, all that fun stuff. So come and check that out. And what about you, Kyle? For anybody that's listening on my feed, where can they come and find you, sir?
The Big Dumb Podcast. You can search that up. You'll find it. Just search that. You'll find it. I have Linktree as well. Just Linktree/ The Big Dumb Pod, or maybe Big Dumb Pod. I don't know. You'll find me. I'm on Instagram. Great way to send me messages and feedback. Leave a review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. But you should be listening on a new podcast app. So I use Podverse personally for the iPhone, but there's some really great podcast apps out there. I'm working on setting it up so that you can actually send me Bitcoin as you listen to the show right from your podcast app. That's really cool. You can do that with some other shows, but I'm trying to set that up. So yeah, listen to a new podcast. I think that's it, guys. Any final thoughts? Parting?
I do have one final thought. I have to make the announcement on your feed that Kyle is now the new regular. He's not the Ryan's the bouncer. I made Kyle. He's going to start out. He has to work his way up, but he is the dishwasher at Talk at the Tavern. So when he's done washing dishes, he comes in and has a great time with everybody. So make sure you check out Talk at the Tavern. Kyle's there. Ryan's there. Shane pops in now and again when he can, when he's not chasing his wife around to try and get laid.
What's my role? What's my role? We decided this the other day.
Oh, what should your role be? Oh yeah, you're the weed bartender.
Yeah, he's the guy at the bar outside the bar because he doesn't like to drink, and he just vapes and sells dime bags.
I'm that guy that you're really happy to see once in a while because I'll pop in the bar, pretend like everybody likes me, and I just have everything that everybody wants. But I don't come all the time. But when I do, it's important.
he brings that good government weed. But I had to make that announcement that Kyle, thank you. And hopefully you can work up from a dishwasher and maybe be a manager. I'm thinking I want to make you a bartender.
Ooh, bartender. I could move. Okay. So from dishwasher, I'll move up to busboy and then to barback. Right. Yeah, okay. And then we'll see what happens from there. But thank you, Ghost. I do appreciate it. Thanks for making that announcement. I didn't know until just now. Just kidding. I knew.
When he moves inside to be the bartender, that means I'll have to probably move inside and be the bud tender. Make it a little bit more official.
The bud yes. tender. So slinging that good, good.
We're only open every other week as far as the bud tending goes.
But thank you, Ghost. I do appreciate it. The tavern's always fun. And if people listening out there, if you want just a great, fun, chilled out podcast and a chance to meet a lot of new people at once, check out Ghost's My Third Eye, Talk at the Tavern. It's really fun. So, well, with that, gentlemen, this has been another episode of Big Dumb Inquiries. Lots of crazy stuff going on. It's only going to get crazier from here as we head into those next 2 weeks. And just for those listening, don't believe anything. You don't listen to us. Don't listen to your mainstream news. These next 2 weeks, go cast your vote if you want to. If not, doesn't matter. But the rest of the time, just hang out at home, play some video games. Go out to the bars, maybe avoid all media these next 2 weeks. It's just going to make you upset no matter what. So I'll leave us.
Fest.
Oh yeah. Propaganda Fest. That's right. So with
Propaganda Fest 2022. Woo.
Here we go. With that, I'll play us out. Everybody have a great night. Ghost. Thank you so much, Shane. I'll see you later. Peace.
Peace.
Big Dumb
Inquiry.
Big Dumb
Inquiries.
Big Dumb
Inquiries.
Fucking thing sucks.
Big Dumb.
How would you like to suck my butt?
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.